With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Hamas militants have handed over four captive female Israeli soldiers to the Red Cross in Gaza City after parading them in front of a crowd. Israel says the hostages are now with its forces and it's set to release 200 Palestinian prisoners or detainees later this morning as a result of the fragile ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Crowds earlier began to gather in Tel Aviv and Gaza City ahead of the second such exchange between Israel and Hamas since the ceasefire began in the Gaza Strip last weekend, and another test for the deal. It's a tie with 50 yes votes and 50 no votes on the nomination of Pete Hegseth to be defense secretary, with Vice President J.D. Vance casting the deciding vote. Three Republican senators, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Susan Collins of Maine, all voting against the nominee. Hegseth himself was working the phones to shore up the support with senators ahead of the vote last night. The confirmation rounds out President Trump's top national security cabinet officials. Also at SRNNews.com, the Senate is heading towards a vote on confirming South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem as Homeland Security Secretary. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more on this story.
It will place her at the head of a sprawling agency that will be essential both to national security and President Donald Trump's plan to squash illegal immigration. Republicans were determined to barrel through on Noem's confirmation, threatening to keep the Senate working through the weekend to install Trump's national security cabinet officials. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was confirmed Friday night, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio and CIA Director John Ratcliffe were already in place. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump says he's considering getting rid of the Federal Emergency Management Association, or FEMA. He made the remark yesterday while visiting North Carolina, which is still recovering months after Hurricane Helene, on his first trip of his second term. You'll find more on these stories at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Gay pride flags at U.S. embassies are no more. Michael Harrington has more.
New Secretary of State Marco Rubio has forbidden staff at any American outpost in a foreign country from flying the LGBT pride banner or any other flag other than the stars and stripes. In a statement, Rubio says, quote, "The flag of the United States of America unites all Americans under the universal principles of justice, liberty, and democracy. These values, which are the bedrock of our great country, are shared by all American citizens, past and present." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Australian detectives are investigating whether foreign actors are paying criminals to commit anti-Semitic attacks in that country. Lawmen are grappling with an increased anti-Jewish crime in Australia since the Hamas attack in Israel in October of 2023. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has declined to speculate about who might be funding anti-Semitic incidents in Australia. This is SRN News. At a press briefing following a tour of burned-out Palisades, President Trump says what his reaction was when he asked if residents will be leaving.
Every one of them, a lot of them, and every one of them said to me they want to rebuild. I said, will you go elsewhere? No. It wasn't even like a question.
The president reiterated that he will work with Governor Gavin Newsom.
We're going to be with you. Your governor met us at the plane. And we had a good talk, very, very positive talk. We have to work together to get this really worked out.
President Trump has ended the federal security detail for Dr. Anthony Fauci. It's the infectious disease expert who advised him on the COVID-19 pandemic. Fauci is the latest in a string of former Trump aides turned critics to see their federal protection actually canceled. You'll find more on these stories, news, and headlines at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.